This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Our lost and found sound office is at the edge of San Francisco's Chinatown. Often, the stirring sounds of a brass band drift through the window. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, followed that sound. It led them to Chinese funeral traditions. Western marching music was incorporated into Chinese funeral rituals in the 1800s, inspired by military bands in British-occupied Hong Kong. Today, this tradition is maintained by the Green Street Mortuary Band.
Chinese people believe you have funeral, you want to march through Chinatown so people know who passed away.
When a person dies, it's believed that the soul hovers around the body, but it's displaced. It's confused. It doesn't know where to go. It hasn't been ritually settled. When you're transporting the body to a grave, the transition becomes very critical. In the procession, wailing and playing of music keeps the spirit company. It attracts its attention to stay close to the body and to the cortege until it can be placed. It's a very volatile state. The soul can be distracted to wander off and be a lost, hungry ghost and be a threat to the community, a spirit hazard.
On Sunday, we play the funerals every Sunday. Sometimes we have two of them, like a double header.
Now, if the Chinese people want a band with their funerals, they go to Green Street Mortuary. That's about the only place that has it.
We go back to the original grassroots of the first marching band in Chinatown. My name is Clifford, last name is Yi. People come out to look, to see if they know the person. Many people out of respect will bow. People will take their hats off, just out of paying respect to the deceased. The purpose of doing the band is we want to give them a very stylish and proper send-off.
Today's a Sunday, and we're in North Beach at the Green Street Mortuary. I'm Lisa Pollard, and I'm the band leader and saxophonist for Green Street Mortuary Marching Band for the last 9 years. We do an enormous number of Chinese funerals, about 350 jobs a year. When I see the casket at the top of the stairs, I'll start the drum roll. The casket comes out between the band and the mourners. They'll have a little bit of candy in their mouth to take the taste of death from them. They'll have something sweet.
My name is Linda Sun Crowder. I am a doctor in cultural anthropology, focusing on mortuary rituals in San Francisco Chinatown. There's no mortuary in Chinatown at all anymore. The mortuary that's closest is actually in North Beach, and that's Green Street Mortuary. And they serve the Italian community. It still does, but about 95% of its business is Chinese.
I'm Ben Chin. I'm conducting a service here at the Green Street Mortuary. This mortuary provides all kinds of service, you know, Buddhist, Christian, and the old tradition, you know, the Chinese burn a paper house, paper car, everything. They believe that after the burning, they will go to their relatives, you know, wherever they are.
Oftentimes, when the Buddhists come out, they're playing traditional funeral music. We're playing Christian hymns, and we're playing together.
My name is Wayne Allen. I'm a trumpet player. I used to work the funerals in those days. The Chinese people, I believe, did not like to exhibit sorrow. But in order to express that sorrow, they used to hire what they call wailers. They'd have veils over their face, and they would come out and they would cry. And then the family would come out, and that was their expression of the sadness.
Headlights! Let's go jump in the car, we're pulling out now. I'll meet you in front of the hearse.
Right now we're getting the procession lined up. We start with a convertible which has the picture of Mrs. Ng, followed by the hearse, and then followed by family members.
They always had a big, big picture of the deceased in the front of the parade, in the back of a convertible.
The Chinese tradition, they have paper money. It's the toll, you know, they pay to go to heaven. just like going across the bridge, you know, you have to pay toll.
During the procession, they will toss out spirit money to buy off meddlesome ghosts. They're in the size of dollar bills, and they have slits cut into them. These ghosts will chase after this flying paper money. The idea is if they go through these curved slits, they'll be distracted and diverted away from the body. Outside of Chinatown, you can get fined for littering. So what the mortuary has done is to refrain from tossing the spirit money until they're within the bounds of Chinatown proper. That creates a kind of ritual boundary for Chinatown.
Going back to many, many years ago, these funerals, when they first began using marching bands, they were using the Chinese Boys Club band.
My name is Ray Lim. My dad was one of the founders of the Cathay Club band. The original name was the Chinese Boys Band, October 9th, 1911.
1911, the Columbia High School Boys Band came into Chinatown, and a group of Chinese boys were invited to fall into line with them. This was the first time Chinese and non-Chinese kids had mingled together to even talk. And it inspired the boys to think, why can't we learn to play Western instruments and music? That was the beginning of the Cathay Boys Band.
My name is Wilson Wong. I joined the Cathay Band in 1934. We participated in all the parades in Chinatown. The Golden Gate Bridge opening, the World's Fair at Treasure Island, the Rice Bowl Parade. Oh, yeah, we're pretty well known considering, you know, all the band, we were all Chinese. At that time, you can't buy any property outside of Chinatown. They won't sell you anyway. All the way up to 1940, 80% of the people lived around Chinatown.
They were the local community band. They gave free concerts in the park. They played at Chinese New Year's dances. And they played at almost every Chinese funeral.
My name is William Chen. I belong to the Cathay Band since 1931. I play a saxophone. Besides playing these funerals, we started a dance band, or this Cathayans dance band. We have a good singer too, Frances Fong. She's very good. Frances Fong. Want to hear some of it?
You have a beautiful life, a perfect beautiful life.
In the 50s, the union approached the Cathay band. He said, if you're going to play, they have to hire a standby band.
Local church is the musicians' union. It's a very powerful outfit. They want to control all the funerals in Chinatown. They want to take over because we don't belong to the union. You got to belong to the union. The union, they pick it. Oh, my God, they sure pick it, Chinatown. We lost a lot of members. Later on, they can even find enough members to show up to play on the funeral band. So we just gave up. Okay, it's about time to quit anyway. It's no fun.
You can't blame the union. We just feel kind of odd to see them marching instead of us.
My name is John Coppola. I'm with the Green Street Mortuary Band. Basically, I came to a tradition of playing with big bands, swing bands, Stan Kenton, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. But what we do here is a different situation altogether. Most of the music we're playing are Christian hymns. Come down clean, we make a left on Grant. This is where we do our heavy things, you know, it's the biggest audience. So what we do is we slow down and we go into this one particular dirge march, St. Jude Funeral March.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti at City Lights Bookstore. Green Street Mortuary Marching Band just passed by. The back door of City Lights is in Chinatown. The front door is in the Western world. Green Street Mortuary Marching Band marches right down Green Street and turns into Columbus Avenue, where all the cafe sitters at the sidewalk cafe tables sit talking and laughing and looking right through it as if it happened every day in little old wooden North Beach, San Francisco, but at the same time feeling thrilled by the stirring sound of the gallant marching band as if it were celebrating life and never heard of death.
We're looking at the most amazing things when we're marching through Chinatown. You have a band marching, you have horns honking, people buying vegetables, and people arguing in traffic. The bass drum or the band is loud enough, and the vibrations frequently will set off 3 or 4 car alarms in a parade.
We'll be getting out here.
Most funerals will have what is called a stop, where they will, on the way to the cemetery, make a stop at a workplace, a home, or an association in Chinatown. They'll open up the hearse for the spirit to come out and make a last visit. More spirit money is tossed, so that creates sort of an easy transition. It just gradually weans the spirit out of the physical world. That also allows people to gradually accept that this person is leaving us, step by step.
Out of respect, Lily will have us bow 3 more times again. And then we'll replace the pitcher back in the convertible.
I'm Amy Tan. I've written The Joy Luck Club, Kitchen God's Wife. But we definitely knew we wanted to have the band. They're one of the options, under the option package, you know, whether you get the white armbands, you can opt to get the white funeral clothes, the rags to wear to look more traditional, and then the band. At my mom's funeral, they played a rendition that they specially worked out. Daisy, you know, Bicycle Built for Two. My mother was named after this song. My father, he proposed her, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy over the love of you. So they start playing this song, and it's kind of half funny and wonderful and just really sad and moving.
You have the Chinese custom of honoring the dead, a Western band that plays Western music, people in traditional mourning clothes walking behind the hearse, Western policemen on motorcycles.
Lisa's going to be playing one more song as you play all the way through the last car goes through.
It is a medley of many different traditions, definitively Chinatown and Chinese American.
Our story was produced for Lost and Found Sound by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Laura Folger. Mixed by Jim McKee. See the Green Street Mortuary Band at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.